One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is yet another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are back. We are back for more. It is Sunday morning, and the Brilliantly Dumb Show means you got Mikey V in the house here today, and you got Joey D. Mikey, let's just give a warm round of applause for Joey D here this morning. Joseph,
Why do I need a round of applause?
Why not? Why not, some would ask.
Is that your Panera coffee?
It's like a sympathy clap. This is the Panera. This is the Sip Club that I'm part of now. It's pretty special.
The Sip Club?
Yeah, Sip Club.
So you move out to Florida, now you're a member of the Panera Sip Club. You are really living in the simulation. You really are. The Sip Club?
It's the first 2 months free. Then after that, $12 a month, you get free coffee every two hours a day. You could have
good deal.
You could have 10 cups of coffee a day if you
it's
want
good
it.
Deal. It's a good deal. And I tell you what,
you know what? They got this hazelnut roast, Michael. It's,
I know,
pretty
you're
special.
Been talking about that hazelnut roast. There's a lot of
everybody.
Companies that are going to catch a lot of heat on this episode. So Panera, that's a good move by Panera. That's fair.
It's the right thing to do. And by the way, it's a stone's throw away from me. It literally takes me a minute to get there.
Can we not come at more companies this episode? Can we just try and lay off a couple?
I have a couple things I got to say.
Oh, I'm sure he's got a couple things. Yeah. There's always a couple things with Michael. There's always something. Somebody's got a gripe with somebody. Done him wrong.
And you know what? Neither of these things have affected me. I'm going to wait till the buy and sell. They haven't affected me directly, but I'm very displeased with a couple of things going on in this country.
I'm happy to jump into that. We're going to have a lot here on the docket today. But before anything, as we know, you're not going to find bigger NASCAR boys than these guys right here. And as you all know, the Phoenix Raceway is here. Unique one-mile track located in the desert mountains, site of the championship in November, Sunday, March 10th at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. Where do you get that? You get that on Fox. There is rumors of the boys
Talladega Nights.
Of the boys possibly headed to Talladega. Not confirmed.
Talladega.
But rumors. I want all NASCAR.
That's in April, Talladega.
Yeah, whenever. I'm ready.
The more and more I think about NASCAR, the more and more I want them.
Last race was a three-man, like, photo finish? Did you see that, Mikey?
I think NASCAR is the wave of the future. I think NASCAR is the wave of the future. I really do. I think all things are trending up for NASCAR. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. I usually, when I hop on trends early, I'm usually pretty good at forecasting. I just feel like NASCAR is on its way on an ascension. Now, whether or not that's because they've decided to tie into us a little bit, it could be. But I'm just
talking
saying,
about NASCAR like it's just made its way on the scene.
No, it hasn't. But I think it hit a valley, and now I think it's going back to a peak. Everything's peaks and valleys. I think it's back on its way to a peak. That's what I'm saying.
You know, like, about NASCAR, Mikey. You've watched two races.
I know a lot about NASCAR. A lot.
But one could make the claim he's the face of NASCAR, if not.
Well,
one of
I would
faces.
Like. I would sure. like little. I would like little Dom to be the face of NASCAR.
Wow.
Let me tell you,
that's a guy who loves his cars.
In anything other than
we
Chicago
should get
Bear
him
football.
A little pen. We should get him like a little.
Fuck you, Bob.
Just keep him out of the NFL, man. That poor kid.
Yeah, limit his suffering, man. But to tell you what, there's going to be a lot of suffering when Caleb Williams joins the scene.
And Joey D is on the board with a shot out of the gate here. And
dude, he's been
running.
But Joe's like trying to, like, he's been trying to push this anti-Caleb agenda over the past 48 hours. But, like, I have said publicly multiple times that I am a full believer that the Bears could draft this kid and he'll be a total bust.
I didn't know he's a Packers fan, Michael.
Joe.
Well, I mean, you're digging up tweets from God knows how long ago, Joe. I don't know if he's a Packers fan.
He's a Green Bay Packers fan, and he's
maybe the Packers
for years.
Will draft him.
You know,
maybe they'll keep him under Jordan Love for a few years, and then that's really talk about first world problems. That's first world problems right there, man.
This guy's antics have removed the thoughts of him. Like when USC was rolling in the middle of the year, he was a no-brainer, guaranteed first overall. But this guy's got so many different antics to him that now people are talking about him being a bust, and that he's not that bit, you know, that he's not that going to be that good and whatnot. I think so much has to do with just the way that he is. I think the only concern with him, I actually think he's unbelievable. If you looked like the first 5 weeks of the season, if not more, when USC was rolling, he was a no brainer.
Yeah. I mean, I think he was a no brainer after the Heisman season the year before. And then they projected him. He was going to be 1-1. I just think, you know, there's going to be people that just don't like him because of all the painting of the nails and the crying to his mom in the stands and the not taking the interview after the UCLA game and not doing handshakes with Utah after the Utah game, allegedly. But
the crying is really, really fucking something to behold.
Do you realize how much of a distraction it is for us to sit here and watch you eat?
I don't watch it. I don't look at it. I just pick a spot on the wall to look at. So I don't look at it.
For those that listen on the audio, Cutsy's just sitting there just crushing cucumbers. You got to know that we have to, like, when we see you eating the cucumbers, we have to address that at some point.
What is to address? I'm being quiet. I'm listening to what Mikey has to say.
That's a good detox food, a cucumber. Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good detox.
I need a detox, and I need a detox in a bad way.
Is it a rough week?
Man.
Rough week, yeah, at
it's
Myrtle?
It's the same shit, bro. It's the
now,
same
you said,
shit.
You made a promise. You said, I'm going to be there so long. At least, I said, the first half of that week, you should really monitor what you're doing. And you came right out of the gates with like a McDonald's order. Right out of the gates.
Tell
McDonald's.
You this.
Was it McDonald's? Oh, yeah.
I have. It's been tough. Food wise, I've been working out like an animal every morning. I ran seven miles yesterday.
Whoa,
7 miles!
Yeah, yeah.
What are you training?
There's
for
nothing else
miles.
To do in South Carolina, man. That place stinks.
Yeah, it's oh.
Myrtle Beach is not. Jesus. It's not it, man. I'm sorry. Maybe the area that we were staying in, Bob. I'm not making this up. The area we were staying in, it stunk.
I will say as
apologies
far as Myrtle,
all our South Carolina.
We do. We do.
I'm sure Charles. I heard Charleston's nice, but Myrtle Beach ain't.
I mean,
it,
you though. Said South Carolina stinks, Joe. You said that was a broad stroke.
Okay, maybe that was a little.
What about all the Gamecock faithful out there? We have a lot of.
I'm
Gamecock
actually wearing
faithful.
Gamecock colors right now.
You are. Nice. You are black and the maroon. That's right.
But I'm just saying the Myrtle Beach area that we were in, Bob, it was like something out of a Twilight Zone. It was bizarre. Like, I guess it's like this beach town and they got all these gimmicky stores and stuff and there's no one there. So it just felt like we were in the Twilight Zone.
It's been, I always thought of Myrtle Beach kind of like an LBI, Michael. If you give me,
yeah, and I'm not an LBI guy, dude.
You're not an LBI guy. You mean to tell me you would rather go to Point Pleasant or to Wildwood over LBI?
Yeah, LBI to me is like it's so hoity-toity to the point where it's like there's very little options like in terms of restaurants and bars and things like it's like it's very very. I mean, listen, LBI is family oriented, but there's nothing to do in LBI. There's nothing to do there.
You got the chicken or the egg. If you ever went to the chicken or the egg,
what's that, Bob? That.
I just
unbelievable. Joe, some of the best wings that you'll ever have. They're incredible.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've been to LBI multiple times. It's just I prefer to vacation elsewhere.
Okay, that's fair enough. You have that right.
I think Cape May is just. I think Cape May has a lot more to offer: shops, places for kids, boardwalk. Mini golf,
nice.
Like there's just more stuff.
Mini golf goes a long way, let me tell you.
Mini golf is great.
Fat Perez has a shot tomorrow to go to the PGA Tour, which is absolutely
wild. What's his current standing?
It's everybody plays one round. It's one round, Mikey.
Yeah,
lowest round. Lowest round out of 16 guys goes through.
Yeah. Okay, so he's only one of 16 guys that were invited.
Correct. So the odds. Mikey, these guys are unbelievable. So we're matched up. It'll be us and another YouTuber and then two pros. So it's four foursomes. And I mean, these kids are unbelievable. There's a 16-year-old playing in it that played the course yesterday.
I hope he plays terrible.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Someone's
dude.
Kid. He's not even an adult yet.
I'm so sick and tired of like there's a 12-year-old that's going to come up next year. It's always like, you know what? This guy's got 50 years to play the sport and be successful. Like, I like give somebody else their moment in time.
Totally.
He's 60 years old.
Oh, my God, man.
Give somebody else. He's got 30 years to play the sport.
We've lost in the span of 10 minutes, we've lost a complete state demographic of audience, South Carolina, and juveniles under the age of 18.
No, I said I heard Charles
lost that demographic.
I'll put my hand up on the South Carolina one. I will.
Okay.
That was
okay.
A bit of an over-exaggeration.
But in terms of those teenagers trying to make their way up in the world.
No, it's like, come on, man. Like 16 years old, good for you. You're great. That's awesome. But like he's got such a shelf life to be successful. Give somebody else.
Perez?
No, the 16-year-old.
I was going to say, hold on.
Oh, no, not Perez. I'm saying that like this kid's got such a huge shelf life to be successful. Give someone like our guy a chance. Give our guy a shot to fulfill his dreams. Joe. I don't need some 16-year-old kid who doesn't even have a license taking away an opportunity for my guy.
Perez is like a gallon of milk versus this teenager who's like a bunker ration. Who's like, like a canned food ration. It's
100%.
You know what? By the way, don't feel bad for Perez. Perez is living a beautiful, beautiful life. Don't feel bad for Perez.
His dream,
so do
you
I.
Know,
I'm his. You I'm his
know
caddy.
Me. I'm a little bit cool, to the man. Point where, like, when I'm rooting for somebody in my corner, I'll be ruthless to the point where, like, it's our guy against the world. Like, if you're not in our camp, then you're against us, and that's just how I've always been. And I'm just a rider till death. And like, I would literally do anything for my kid.
Is it just so it's just the guy who shoots the lowest round that goes though?
Yes.
It's not more, it's just one guy,
one round. Yeah.
It's
one
gonna be
guy.
Tough.
That's so
tough.
You know, yeah. With any of these, it's very tough. It's a very tough course.
Well, it's one round. It's like anything can happen in one round of golf.
That's
like,
exactly yeah. It. Yeah. I mean, by the way, with Bob on the bag, everything always comes up Bob, so he might win just because Bob's with him. Being honest. Mikey, you know this guy made a deal with the devil.
Bob's got that horseshoe planted firmly in his intestine, man.
He does. It's an 18-karat gold horseshoe that's clinging from his anal rectum.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
That thing is so lodged up there, man. It's just, he shits golden nuggets.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm being honest, Bob. I think that you beat on his bag is going to help him out tremendously.
We were at the welcome dinner last night, and Prez got banged bad.
And what happened? He was drinking?
This was a big, you know, dinner where everybody's there. Everybody's caddies are there. It's like, you know, kind of like a wedding reception, like with all the different tables and dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy goes up to make a speech to announce the different tee times. The first time this has ever happened in the golf world where these YouTubers are coming together with a shot
wild.
To go on. It really is. It I don't even think – I think Perez would probably tell you, we didn't realize how big of a deal this was going to be. And it's – nerves are there. It's really, we have the practice round today. But the guy gets on the mic and he's reading off the tee times and he gets to press his name and he's like, you know, teeing off at 10:20. And he goes, I don't know if I could say this, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. And Prez, next to me, I hear just Prez go, oh boy. And he goes, Fat Perez. We have Fat Perez in the 10:20 slot. I started howling, laughing. I was in tears because Prez just always gets banged. Like he just
– Well, that's his name, Bob.
It is, but he just for the guy to say it the way – it's one thing. We just wish that he said it. Like he just said Fat Prez. When you say, I don't know if I could say this, then it makes it very awkward.
Really putting it in the spotlight there.
Correct. So it made it very awkward.
I mean, it's Fat Perez LLC. The guy goes by the big guy in his emails. Like, I mean, it's pretty out there at this point, you know?
It was. But, you know, all these guys are taking it so seriously. Oh, and they all ask Perez, like, did you practice and stuff like that? Like,
Practice? You're talking about practice? not a game. We're talking about
practice.
Yeah, Perez, the day that I was there, he was looking for any, and he was like praying for rain. There's like a couple drops. He's like, no, we got a rain out. I'm like, it's not even, it's sprinkling, dude. He did not want to be out there.
Yeah, he sent like the weather forecast, and we saw like a 60% chance of precipitation, so we canceled everything. Never rained.
Oh man.
Yeah, but
it's going to be wild to see him out there, though.
Dude, I'm nervous for him, to be honest. I really am. It's a big.
It'll be tense when you're out there? Like, you think it'll be
the way these guys were handling it yesterday? I mean, they're taking it seriously, man. Yeah. Like, they are.
Bob,
really,
it's a chance to play in a PGA tournament.
They're doing like a documentary around it. There's like security to make sure that nobody gets in because they can't leak the results. So there's security like around the course to make sure nobody gets in.
Michael,
how are they going to guarantee that nobody leaks the results when it's over?
We have to sign an NDA. NDAs. Today.
Oh my God. When do they reveal who wins it?
April.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you kidding? A month?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Mikey, they're making this into a huge thing. And apparently,
if Perez wins it, how the hell is he? Whatever. That's wild. I'm the worry.
It'll be first leaked
on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Sure. The biggest week we've ever had in terms of downloads. Yes.
By the way, if you want to see the results, look no further. Just come right on. The Brilliantly Dumb Show. No, I wouldn't do it. Folks, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I'm telling you right now, Athletic Greens is the real deal. I take it every single morning. Every single morning, I'm suiting up with the one, the only Athletic Greens. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized, helps your gut health, and does it all. Do the right thing. Knock down some AG1 today. You can't go wrong. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. You cannot go wrong. Start your day right. Take care of your health. Take ownership of your health with the fine folks over at AG1, Athletic Greens to the moon. Fellas, let's get into our buy or sell segment of the week. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? We'll also get into the snake draft results. Before we do the snake draft, we have what I think is going to be the most fun snake draft we've ever had later in the show today. But in the meantime, let's get into buy or sell. Let's start off with Mikey V for the buy or sell segment.
All right. I'm going to sell a couple things I really didn't like this week, but they're both semi-related. And it's inflation shortcuts is what it is. It's inflation shortcuts.
Jesus Christ.
The NYC MTA and Wendy's. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry.
You're going at Wendy's again, dude.
Listen, bro.
We're killing any shot we got.
What are we doing?
I'm just saying that the surge pricing from Wendy's coming out, that news on the same week where the New York City MTA is going to have congestion pricing, where people driving private cars in the city are going to get whacked by cameras that pick up their license plates if you're driving during certain
times.
That's
outrageous. That is outrageous.
$15 to $20 whack job if you're driving during certain times in the city. Yes.
Wait, so explain that. Explain that again.
Okay. New York City is doing something called congestion pricing, where if you are not an emergency service vehicle, someone with a physical handicap or something like that, and you're just driving your private vehicle, you're not in like a ride share, you're not in a taxi, and you're driving in New York City during certain hours, they're whacking you with a congestion price.
Joe,
$15 to $20. This is Joe, not bullshit.
You know damn well why that bothers Mikey V, because he's not going to be able to be rolling in those big old Daytona rides anymore. That's why. What? This is a private show for guys. If that affects anybody, it affects the man to the top left screen here.
For sure.
I don't drive
in the city. I could care less. I think it's just disgusting. It's disgusting.
But is that if they pick up a passenger?
No, I think it. No. It's if you're driving your private car, let's say you're going into the city for whatever reason, during certain rush hour times, there's the cameras that they use in the city to pick up, you know, your license plate numbers, easy pass, all of that. You're going to get another $15 to $20 surcharge if you're driving during certain times.
Oh, I thought you meant like a chauffeur type.
No. Just if you're driving your private car and it's, it is just so ridiculous. I just, these are these inflation shortcuts. And like, no disrespect to Wendy's, but what are we doing? This is not Uber. You're just going to make the junior bacon cheeseburger $2 during certain hours instead of a dollar. Like, that's not right, man. It's not right. It's not right. You know, I'm sorry.
I hate to go at Wendy's again. But he's not wrong. I mean, he's not, it is pretty crazy. I mean, he's not wrong.
I expect the regular man to just live in this world anymore, dog. Between interest rates and the price of a dozen eggs, and it's just, and now this, just this, like, it's just, it's lazy shortcuts, bro. That's what it is. It's lazy shortcuts. I'm selling it. I'm selling it hard. We got to be better as a society. We got to be better. We have to be better. Yeah, we have to be better. This is unacceptable, man. How can you charge somebody $20 because they're driving their car in the city? It's just insane. It's just it's insanity. They make you spend so much money on so many things. Like, I honestly don't know how a lot of people are making it, bro. I really don't.
It's tough. It's a tough time, Michael. It's
crazy, dude. New York City, especially, that used to be a place. Me and my friends would go there all the time, and it was such a blast. What a dump it's turned into. And now we've gone for South Carolina, and we've gone for New York City.
We're going to New York City, the MTA. We're not going at the city for. And also, you know, one of the greatest parts of New York City is of course the Breezy Lounge at Five Iron.
Sure,
if you haven't been there. I would recommend paying that place.
Well, we'll be there next month.
That's right.
This month.
Exactly.
Couple weeks away.
Joey D, what do you got for us?
I'm selling something this week. I was actually gonna buy Sonic because we had a great experience, but after
that would have been a good buy. That would have been a fun buy, probably.
It's a fun buy.
You know what? This has to be addressed and has to be addressed on the show. And to be quite honest, it's impacted my overall experience within this realm to the point where it's not for me. I'm selling AI. I'm selling AI. I'm selling a fucking hard. It's overplayed. It's overdone. It's not even that great. It's the same shit over and over again. And quite frankly, some people, when given to the wrong hands, could use it in a manner that is destructive, that is a little bit disrespectful. And to be quite frank, just not okay. And what I'm referring to is what I saw the other day from our dear friend Michael, a post that was just not necessary to put up in any shape or form. And, you know,
it did very well.
Sure it did. Sure it did. Really big numbers. To be honest, it's like, this is just like a repetitive thing. And Mikey goes through these stages where he finds something that he thinks is a new trend. It's cool. It puts him at the top. I tell you what, man, you banged me so fucking bad on that AI picture.
But I didn't bang you, though. I typed in man running 40-yard dash at the combine and put a picture of your face, and that's what it spit out. I don't control the AI. That's why it's artificial intelligence. It's artificial. It's not man-made. They're doing it, not me. Did you see? And by the way, you look like you could bench press 600 pounds,
Mikey,
in that picture.
Mikey,
you look like a powerhouse.
So
full of shit.
You don't look like you could squat like 700 in that picture.
I look like Gilbert Brown, dude.
Was an all-pro defensive tackle.
He was also 340 pounds.
He was a hell of an athlete.
Give me a break, Mikey. When you saw the photo, first of all, Bob, there is not a world in which he didn't put belly or fat or some kind of
fucking descriptor. So lowbrow beneath me. I would never do that. I would never do something.
Mikey, never. I'm fatter than Perez in that photo.
Like, now that's insulting to Perez, though. I mean, like that's a shot. Like, and
Perez looks like a horse in the photo that you put him
he's
up.
He's got huge quads in that picture. But this is what AI does. I don't control what AI does.
And that is why I'm selling it because it's fucking. It's not foolproof.
By the way, that's Mikey fair. Looks tremendous.
The guy looks like he's going for fucking. He looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his fucking prime, dude. Every picture that Mikey has put up of himself has somehow been like
very modest in this picture.
Show the Rolodex. This is the story of Dash Tomar. Okay,
so that is one of the worst. Dude, I had people
look at this delt. Look at that delt.
Can you swing it over?
Military press 300.
Can you swing it over?
Can you show the full picture of everybody? Like, can you go to
show my gut in that photo? It's outrageous. And you saw that. Oh, and it's his Dash DeMar running the 4.84 40.
4.84 at that size may not be too bad, honestly.
Yeah.
Perez looks like a horse, dude.
He does. He looks like a Clydesdale.
There's no world where you saw that and you're like, oh, this was a bang job for Cutsy. I should maybe try another photo. You saw it, you thought it was hysterical, and you decided willingly to make that adjustment to post that photo. I had people DMing me saying, dude, have you seen Twitter? I'm like, no, I don't have a Twitter. Well, you better check this out.
We gotta get him on Twitter.
We gotta get him. I agree. You know what? And that's the moral of this whole story. I think the moral of this whole story
that you woke up and chose violence.
No, Joe. See, we're supposed to be able to laugh at ourselves. Now, you guys have posted plenty of embarrassing moments for me, and they were real. This is artificial. A computer made it. It's not even real. It's fake. It's
I will tell you when
not
Joe
like you actually look
once
like
it
that,
becomes created.
I'm gonna
once
make a fat. I'm gonna make a fat picture of myself somehow. I'm gonna try to throw it into the algorithm, even though I have no idea how to do that because it's artificial. And I'll post something embarrassing of myself.
By the way,
yeah.
By the way, with the way you've been eating lately, you ain't that far away from being in a fat picture. I'll tell you one thing, Mike. I saw a little beef belly the last time we were in Daytona. Maybe you should start taking some more of those cardio workouts you're giving the only subs.
I know.
I'm not trying to bag you. I've seen him in a much better physical specimen than he is right now.
He's not wrong. I had a tough stretch there between Arizona and Daytona. I did, for sure. But I'm back.
This guy's the Dairy Queen jester with the amount of ice cream he's consumed.
It's a problem.
Last week.
It's a problem, bro. Listen, I will be the first one hand up accountability for eating like shit. Absolutely, I will be. I got to be better. I have to be better. I got to work harder. I mean,
this guy messaged us this morning and said, is there any way we can start the pod earlier? Because Holly's going to make a big breakfast. I can't wait to get
dinner.
By the way, I'd love to know what she has on the menu today.
Up her sleeve, man. It's got to be a heavy Sunday gravy. It's got to be some kind of heavy stuff. Maybe a little brajol sausage meatball, a little rigatoni, a little chicken cutlet probably.
You know what she does?
It's 65 today. 65 and sunny in New Jersey. Unbelievable.
That's fantastic.
Sounds like you're just going to be at home eating.
Yeah, but I'm going to go in the yard, though. I'm going to set up my cold plunge tub. I got my cold plunge tub, Bob.
You got a cold plunge?
Yeah, sure did. Sure did.
By the way.
Wait, where are these cold plunges coming? Because Bob's got one. Now you got one.
Wait, Bob got one?
Yeah,
Bob's got a sauna.
Who'd you hit up?
Who'd you hit up, Bob?
They came to me.
Sure.
No, Mikey. I swear, I got
the golden boy.
This guy 2 weeks ago. This was Bob 2 weeks ago. He goes, you're getting a cold plunge tub? He goes, who, where, why? Now all of a sudden, somebody just happened to reach out to him about a cold plunge tub?
You don't think there was a little prodding?
There was a cattle prod.
They came to me. It was a very nice, gesture. And not only did they give me the cold plunge, it's connected to a sauna, like the Joe Rogan sauna.
That's nice.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah, but now, where do you set the sauna up, though?
It's a great question. I think everything's got
a backyard.
Could you get the fuck out of here? I don't even
Is that right, Joe? How big is the yard, Joe?
I don't have it.
Look at Joe's face.
Listen, you got a three-story townhouse, so he could build it in the basement. He could put it wherever he wants.
Three stories, Mike?
Three stories for a single guy.
Mike, you got a three-story house.
He's got a family of four.
It's very modest, Bob. It's very modest. You've been here. It's a very modest home. Now, three-story townhouse in Jupiter. That's Now, you got to, if you're listening to the audio, I would highly suggest you head on over to YouTube and subscribe, like, the dumb show, because you're going to want to see the facial reactions to when Joe's describing Bob's backyard. His eyes light up like a child at Christmas morning under the tree.
If you don't think I'll be spending some time over there, Michael, you are mistaken.
Sure. I mean, I would.
By the way, you know what's wild? Perez is going to be living pretty much on the same street as me. Perez is 100 feet away from me. Joe is a 45-second drive from me. So it's going to be like an episode of Seinfeld. Now, I could see Joey D making a move to where he pulls like a Kramer to where like there's no knock on the door. Where he just comes firing in.
Well, I was actually going to say, you know, I think that it would be smart that we exchange like an extra key for each other so that in the event that, you know, something happens and we need to go in and check in on the house
Bob, you're really in a precarious position because how could you deny Joe a key to your home when you gave a key to your cleaning lady? You almost have to provide the key now. You can't even, maybe say something.
He has a delivery coming or he needs something. Guys got deliveries all the time. Maybe he needs to open up and like let someone in, you know, like
he's got deliveries all the time.
By the way, when you get to that next tier of influencer,
like they just, people just willingly are sending you stuff just for the shits and giggles.
And you know what? To be honest, there's some stuff. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining by any means. Joe, do me a favor. Would you get off the phone?
I'm doing recon, Bob. I'm doing recon.
But you would think that that's something that would take place prior to the program. No,
one would think.
Don't you do the research prior to the program?
Normally, I do. I had a busy morning this morning, so I didn't have a chance.
Let's break down what happened.
Let's dive into that.
From the moment you opened your eyes, let's hear about it.
Let's get off of my backyard that's non-existent and let's go over to
what do you mean it's non-existent?
I don't have a backyard.
I mean, it's big enough to fit a sauna and a cold plunge. So that right there tells you what you need to know.
Who knows how big the sauna is?
Maybe it's a four-man sauna.
He said it was the Joe Rogan sauna.
Maybe we could have a little.
It looks like it. What is it?
What is it called? What's it called? Like the Jewish sauna? They called it
the Schwitz.
The Schwitz. Maybe we could all have a Schwitz in
there.
Take
a nice Schwitz. Perez is gonna be living.
He's just gonna go in one day. Perez just gonna be in there.
Yeah,
Perez
that
be
I
living in that thing.
That I can see. I tried to do Schwitz in Italy when I went into the sauna with that guy, and it didn't work out.
That's right. That was the classic.
You know what? You're out of line.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track, BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. BetterHelp.com.
Back to Joe's morning. Let's hear how busy it was.
I would too.
I woke up. What time? 7 something. You know,
he wakes up early.
Had some special moment with my woman, and then then proceeded to take the dog for a walk. We had to get the dog walked and up and at him. Then I went to the gym, the full workout.
Wow.
Full workout. And then after the gym, went out over to Panera to pick up, you know, the Sip Club.
The Sip Club, right. The Sip Club. The Sip Club is my favorite part of the episode.
It is.
It's so good.
It really
is. It's just
is.
So good. Joe is. Oh, my God.
It's the most Florida thing of all time, too.
It's, like, yeah, it's such an old man retirement. But yeah, member of the Sip Club.
It's a little hub there, Bob. There's so many people who hang out there. It's a real, it's a nice little spot.
It's a hub.
Yeah. That's good. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I went and got my Sip Club, came back, made a phone call, you know, and then I jumped on here. I literally didn't have any time. And I was thinking about it. Normally, like, you have your top five, but here's the thing is that, like, the snake draft, and I was thinking about
you
it.
You got to
like,
come up with multiple.
You need to have more than what. That's where I got banged, because I had in my mind, like, my items that I was going to put, and then I thought about it, and I was like, shit, what if they take, they're probably going to take some of those items, and then I'm not going to know. So, and then, you know, we got into it, and so, yeah, Bob, I'm sorry, I'm doing recon, I'm trying to prepare myself.
Okay.
It's hand up accountability.
All right. Is that though? Okay. Yeah, all right. There he is. Yeah. He's hand up there. Good. Mikey, good. We'll move on from it, but I do want to ask, and I do want to show the different Rolodexes of AI, because I have a video of Joe when he found out about that tweet, because Joe's not on Twitter, which needs to change this week.
I got to say something. I'm surprised that Joe reacted in the way he did. I'm surprised he was that upset, because honestly, he's such a guy that he rolls with the punches very well. Joe does. I feel like he's, you know, in all the videos and stuff, he's constantly getting, you know, bombarded. He's getting body bagged. He's getting banged, whatever phrase he likes to use. That's what he's getting. And he takes it, you know, in stride. I feel like everything goes off your shoulder. But now a computer generates an image, to no fault of mine. I don't control the mind of the computer. And I'm getting, you know, I feel bad. I genuinely feel bad.
You couldn't
run another through AI again, but I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a lot of people that are disappointed by that. I think people love the AI. I think they're
out of control.
The thumbnails are doing great. Bob, am I wrong?
Thumbnails are doing great.
I have not had one good AI photo come out of me, which is fine. I don't give a shit. But this last one was beyond.
I thought the NASCAR
wasn't bad. NASCAR was okay, Joe.
When you're in the car with the
I look like a dopey fuck. But that being said, this last photo that came out was just so preposterously, like, this is not a simulation. This has been altered. There are some key phrases that have been placed in that alteration of that image.
That's a big allegation. That's where I want to go. It is a big allegation. It really is.
And by the way, if the shoe was on the other foot and out of nowhere, Mikey, you got tagged, you got bagged without the tag. And then you opened up.
I can't tag you. You don't have Twitter. I can't tag you. You need to get Twitter. We've been bagging.
I think you put it up there thinking that I wouldn't see it, that my eyes would catch light of it.
Yeah, because it was never, because no one was ever going to retweet it or show you.
But Mikey, I know that the way AI does work, though, is you put in a picture, correct me if I'm wrong, you put in a picture of somebody and then you type keywords.
That's correct.
To what it is.
That's
so
correct.
In belly, those keywords, were there anything
obese?
Were there anything at all that pointed towards a big individual or any type of fat, chubby,
anything like that.
And what do you remember those keywords being?
I remember typing in man. I think I put white man because for whatever reason, the first images that were getting spit out were us with white heads and then African-American bodies, which is preposterous. But I guess NFL Combine, they just went with what was in the algorithm. Again, this is what I'm talking about. So I put white man running 40-yard dash at NFL Combine, put in the picture that I picked of each of you, and that's what Scott spit out. Now, I can't control the algorithm of these things. It's far too advanced for me to
He's hiding behind the computer screen.
I don't know, Mikey. To be honest, I don't know. I don't know.
Look at him. He can't keep a straight face, Bob.
Because you guys are making me laugh. That's the point of this show, is to make people laugh. You're making me laugh. You're very good at what you do.
Oh, there's the deflection now. Hey, listen, it is what it is. It's done. But, you know, I just can't fathom.
So do you want me to keep you out of the AI from now on? You want out of the AI space?
It can't. Okay. That's our thumbnails now. It has to be to some degree.
Well, yeah. Good to know. I'm going to be, promoting the Brilliantly Dumb Show 100 pounds heavier than what I currently
stand. I'm going to try to type in like skinny when I do one for Joe and see if that'll reverse the AI.
Sure. I would think it would.
You know what? I've realized, Bob, if that's the case, then AI's got it out for me. And I just have to accept that.
Yeah. And you got it out for 16-year-olds.
I don't have it. That is ridiculous, Bob.
Especially ones from South Carolina.
I'm rooting for my guy, and anybody in the way can go collectively and respectfully themselves.
There's an element of that I really respect, though. There is.
Oh, look.
There's an element of that
I really would go respect. To war for anyone
we know
in my
that.
Camp.
We know that. We know that.
And it's not, maybe, that. I think, here's the thing. I think in my life I've realized that I am what you see. You're never going to get anything different. That's true. I am very misunderstood, though. So when I get passionate about these things, the motive behind the reasoning why I say things like this could definitely be taken out of context when that somebody just like, wow, this guy's hating on this poor, innocent 16-year-old. It has nothing to do with that. I hope he has a long, prosperous life and wins many tournaments.
Just not tomorrow.
Not
tomorrow.
I hope this one he placed. I hope everybody in this tournament, respectfully, plays the worst golf of their life and our guy goes on to take home the crown. And that's it. Yeah, and then after that, I hope everybody else does well. But it's just, I am rooting for Perez. He is my guy. He's our camp. Think about how great the world would benefit with a tournament appearance from Fat Perez being paired in a PGA Tour, like live. The world deserves that.
I'll tell you this.
We deserve that.
If he did get onto it, like, that PGA Tour event when fans were allowed, like if fans were allowed into this one, even now, even the qualifier, it would be nuts. I think it would be a total zoo. If fans were allowed into that PGA Tour tournament, Perez, it would look like Tiger circa 2010. You know what I mean?
So. It would be all over social media.
Absolutely. I'm exaggerating with
saying
the
crowds
Tiger.
That would follow him would be.
Dude,
I agree. Wild.
Oh, he would have a massive, massive fan base around him. Yeah, it would be pretty crazy. We're gonna have fun. I'm gonna talk about everything but golf with him. He's not gonna go. I'm gonna be giving him the numbers with the range finder that they're. What are you eating, Joe? And why did you?
What is that? Avocado toast?
No, it's fried eggs and a bagel.
Wow! Can you show me that, actually, Joe? I'd like to see that.
Well, now it's all disintegrated.
Bob always wants to put eyes on a good bagel.
Actually, looks pretty good, man.
What is that? Yeah. What kind of bagel is that?
I don't know. Everything bagel, I think.
It looks more cinnamon raisin. I'm not.
I was
going to
say it looks like a blueberry from a distance.
Why? What are you eating with a knife, Joe?
A fried egg.
Oh my god, man!
You gotta watch the YouTube. The audio is just it doesn't do the show.
Hey, pick up on that AI.
He would like.
he fucking hates AI. It's great.
He does everything during the show that you would think you would do before and after. He'll run errands during the show. You know what I mean? We were on a call the other day with manager, lawyers and whatnot, and everybody, you hear him at the grocery store. You hear him going through the click, click as each thing and he's like trying to make a point and it's like a big call and you just click, click.
Price check on Colgate toothpaste.
I had a good point to be honest, but that's neither here nor there, I guess.
We're going to play the clip of Joe finding out about the AI.
Where I look that fat.
No, I'm saying it's just from here up and it guesses.
Well, you know what? It guessed terribly wrong.
I'm just saying.
That is the worst guess in AI history, if
perhaps.
That's the case.
Absolutely.
I look like Gilbert fucking Brown, dude.
Good boy.
Yeah, a 300-plus pounder.
You look like a Laramie Tunsil, dude.
Bro, I look like the fucking starting guard of the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, what are we doing?
It's a tough scene, dude.
I look like a blimp. There's no photo on the face of the earth.
Mikey did.
And by the way, my badge says Dash.
for him to see that and be like, yeah, I'm just going to put it out anyways, is one of the
it's
more
a bang job,
that
part.
I think with the reason why that he got upset with it, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, he just came off a bang job off of, there's a YouTube video out there with him and Grant Horvath, who we love, big friend of the program, phenomenal golfer. He's playing in this qualifier.
One of his, the nicest guys you'll ever meet. I actually hope he plays well. Impressive. Yeah. Win. I want him to win.
His editor banged.
I
Joey
think you're
D.
over-exaggerating a little bit, Bob.
I confirmed with him last night at the dinner. He banged him. It was an intense.
He did it on purpose?
Mikey, the video. Mikey,
you have to watch the first set. Bob, play for him.
I will. I absolutely will. The first start of the video, it's just a zoom in on Joe's stomach, and all you see is his stomach.
Show him.
Joe didn't think
that's not
that
right,
he was.
Man.
It's not. It's really.
I didn't
not.
Think it was an intentional bang job.
If it wasn't, it was.
The tape never lies, Joe.
Well, let Mikey see. Let's see.
I'm loading it up now.
Play with the music.
For Joe not to know and think watching it that this was a bang job is crazy to me. But it was. I saw his editor at dinner last night. Now it's fucking hysterical. Ready?
Oh, my God. Really?
It is hysterical. Ready?
Oh, it's not loading, Bob.
No, it is.
Here we go. Play the music. Look at this, Michael. Look at that. An underneath shot has never in the history of America.
You know what? I'm gonna
I don't
say
think it's that bad.
No, Mikey, watch again. Watch how it starts. Ready?
I mean, I saw it.
This guy loves creating narratives, man.
He's a pretzel master.
Look right here. Look right here. You're telling me that's not a bang job? He said
it's interesting how they started at the midsection and then just went.
I thought starting
in the sky or at the ground would have been the more appropriate thing. But I'm not a cinematographer, so I don't know. I'm not a director, an editor. I don't know.
It's a 100% bang job. And I've been banged by it too, but you got to, the video is great, by the way. And we do love his editor, Skyler. I mean, we're very close with all of them, which is why I think he had the freedom to do this. But we were watching it and Joe didn't think it was a bang job. And for him to not think that it was crazy.
I'm going
to
say this. I don't think it's that bad. I really don't.
I didn't think it was
I really
that
don't,
bad.
Bob. I don't. I think it's interesting. It's interesting that they chose that shot, certainly, to start. But I don't think it was like, I thought when you said a zoom in, I thought it was going to be a fucking zoom in, dog. Like, I thought it was going to be up close and personal, a couple feet away. Yeah. Joe, I think you're okay there. I really do. I think it's all right.
I've got to make some changes, Bob.
No, Joe.
I got a wedding coming
up
this summer.
Joe, you look better. By the way, you got great shoulders.
Joe,
yeah, nobody's looking at me in a tux saying, look,
got good shoulders.
And that back. Delts have looked well. And yeah. The AI picked up on that.
They
AI
did.
Picked up
they
on
did.
The shoulders.
They definitely did.
No, picked up on something because everything else
now,
was.
Joe, you could lose before that wedding. You need like 2 weeks before that wedding. You
come
could
to
lose
my sauna.
10
come
pounds.
To my
you
sauna.
Drop. Quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking about doing?
72 hour water fast?
I'm not even
because I've been thinking about doing that.
I'm not even going to say this because I'm not even going to say this because it's going to get completely taken out of control. Here.
I know what he's going to say.
Don't
no,
say
you
like
have
the,
no idea.
I have a couple guesses.
Okay,
not
what
like,
is it?
Not like the cryo freeze thing.
Oh, I
What's
know.
That?
What
What's
he,
that?
I know what he's going to say. I know
what
he's going to
say. Just say it, John.
I would be shocked if Bob knew what I was going to say.
He's been fascinated with this like surgery that they have now where they like inject He keeps telling me about it. He's mentioned it numerous times.
It's not a surgery.
What
is
it? Yeah, what
it's a
is
procedure.
It?
Procedure.
What is it?
What is it? Ozempic?
No. Nick, what is that thing called? The thing where the procedure? What is that procedure called, Nick? The one that we're talking about?
This is so good.
With the coffee or the water that they put?
What?
What do you want colonoscopy?
It's not a colonoscopy.
Oh, man.
No. It's this thing where it's the easiest 15 to 20 pounds you'll ever lose, Bob.
What
it's
is
thing,
it?
Okay, I'm explaining. This is going to really, I'm banging myself by saying this right now, but
just
I'm going to say it.
Fucking
it
say
is a tube.
Is.
You go in, they okay. take a tube and they okay. lubricate the tube and they put it in your ass. And then they flush hot water into your ass And what happens is all of the breakdown of all the fucking fat and shit that has been stuck in your stomach for like 10 years gets fucking drawn out, and you shit out like 10 to 15 pounds worth of fucking fat.
It's like an enema, bro. It's like a
and
like
that's exactly an enema. Enema.
Mikey,
Nicole was
enema, showing me
people,
enema.
People lose 10 to 15 pounds in one sitting.
I don't know if you need to do that, though. I think you could lose the 10 to 15.
Well,
that's an
easy
way.
But Mikey, you said.
No, that's an easy way to lose
this
it.
Gut
that's
is like, it's like chiseled marble. My
gut
is hard
as
rock.
Wild, Joe's gut is like an old man, like beer gut. Like it's like
it
a
is
rock.
So
it is a fucking rock.
It almost looks like a muscle. It's almost
it does.
Like,
it does.
It looks like I've done like weightlifting with my stomach.
Yes, yes.
So my thought process is break down the materials inside this gut to like help like contain it.
Sure.
But Joe, don't you want to do, first off, I don't think you're that far off. I think if you lost 15, 20 pounds, because you have muscle.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Bob. This would be a get out of jail free card.
But why not?
It would be very humbling. It would be very humbling experience. And to be quite honest, it would be humiliating. But you're talking 15, 20 pounds just coming out of your ass? Like that sounds I mean, that sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
I just think like with maybe people that are obese, but like there's a way to lose the weight. I also think just from a standpoint, like a mental standpoint, I think if you lose the weight the right way, I think you gain so much discipline.
But Bob, I'm going to the gym every day. It's you know, this guy
has taken these trips, dude. I'm telling you. These trips are fucking awful, dude, with the diet. Now, a sponsor really that we should talk about sponsorship wise. It should be like one of these like Eat Clean Bro or one of those guys who do like the meal.
Mikey,
prepping.
I've had personal chefs. I've had chefs message me say we'd come on the trips and do a personal chef experience, like where you'd cook all your meals for you and get you healthy and like, but Lord knows how much that's gonna
cost. My issue
think,
with
I don't
that...
think people want to see it. I don't think people I think people love the fact that we're pieces of shit when we go away.
To be honest though, Mikey. That. There's a lot of people that I do think are very concerned for us, and I understand
as
that.
They should be. As
yeah.
they should be.
Yeah.
As they
should be. And I think there's a lot of people that don't like it. Like, I've seen some comments of people who really don't like it. Part of it, you know, it talking about it is kind of funny the way we can go, but at the same time, it is concerning. Changes do need to be made, and I know what you mean about the Eat Clean Bro or anything like that. I've always looked into doing that, like a you know, something along those lines, because I sure. love like meal prepping and having them ready to go. Any of those, I've never seen any of those where the food looks good. It always looks like shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Mikey?
I was going to this local place not far from me that was doing it for a while when I was working, like when I was still working like longer shifts, and I was doing it. And it was really good, but it was like fresh prepared on site. And I was picking it up direct from the store. I don't know how meals like that hold up when they're getting shipped out in boxes, like cross state lines or far distance. Like, I can't imagine it looks appetizing. Some of those.
That's the thing. If you could show me something where the food really looks good and it's healthy and clean, I would be all in on that. I mean, I think that would be great. With that being said, you'll probably see us promoting something that we don't actually believe in within the next few weeks, but that, you know, that's just the way things tend to go around here. But look, it is what it is. Some changes definitely do need to be made. Like, I even saw from the start of the trip, I looked at my stomach, and I'm like, man, you're looking good. Like, you're there. Like, you're looking good. I woke up this morning, I looked at my stomach, and I could see that I visibly packed on 5 pounds. Visibly. It was as clear as day. You know?
It's tough. I mean, that Daytona trip, Arizona, I felt like wasn't too bad, but Daytona was one of the worst 3 days in terms of eating that I've ever done. The ice cream alone was just
Ice cream. By the way, Mikey, I was going to be on my bye if I didn't do the Sonic. Whatever that is.
The freeze.
Oh my.
You're talking about the slushy drinks?
No. It's like a blizzard, but it might be as good.
Oh, yeah. Mikey, see, you can't go wrong with that kind of stuff. You can't.
Now, I think Sonic has all the potential to be a great fast food chain. However, their food sucks.
That's a big hindrance on becoming a great fast food chain. That's an obstacle you got to get out of the way quick.
It sure is. But we had, like, I love the Dairy Queen Blizzard. Thing that we had from Joe, would you stay with us?
You're talking. I'm not interrupting.
I am talking, but we don't have your attention, and it drives me nuts. Would you stay with us?
What was in the Sonic version of their Blizzard? What was
you
like?
You could choose whatever you wanted.
Yeah. What was your choice? I'm curious.
I did.
Reese's pieces had to be in there.
All pieces, yeah.
Yeah, pieces.
With fudge. And then, you know what the thing is that was impressive to me, Mikey, is that they had consistent layering all the way down.
That's important.
With the Blizzard, sometimes you get like chunks at the top, and the bottom's more of like an ice cream mix. It's not consistently. It was like they did layer by layer. It was pretty
tremendous.
Impressive.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that way, like Seinfeld said when he was sitting first class in that episode, you control your whole fudge distribution if they layer appropriately. You can control the distribution.
That's exactly right. That's exactly important.
What bothers me too with Dairy Queen is, and a lot of places are like this, when you order it delivery, they don't give you the option to do the chocolate Blizzard. It's all vanilla-based ice cream. And
well, it should be vanilla, Bob. That's the way it should be.
Joe, I'm on that side also.
Chocolate takes over everything to the point where, like, if you're adding stuff, vanilla is a good base. If you're doing chocolate, it takes over, like, the base.
I got to agree with Joe.
It overtakes the toppings, Bob. That's why they don't do chocolate, because chocolate's too overpowering.
I think chocolate's so much better. I really
it's a gluttonous. It's an even more gluttonous thing to do chocolate as a base.
I don't know if that's true, Joe. It's probably the same calories. I don't know. It might be more indulgent, maybe.
Definitely more indulgent.
I just think the world favors vanilla over chocolate so much to where it's
I don't
not
think
there.
So.
It's chocolate world. We're living in a chocolate world, dog.
Oh, this is a chocolate world through and through, Bob.
But for
look at the Frosty. No, Frosty for years was always just chocolate. They had to add vanilla years later.
Solely for ice cream, the world favors vanilla so much more in my eyes. I'm not talking candy.
You think if you took a poll, vanilla versus chocolate ice cream, vanilla wins?
Not a chance.
You think so? I don't think so.
Not a chance, Bob.
Think
about that.
I don't know. That's a good question. I would think vanilla would.
I'll throw a poll.
Oh, you know he's throwing a poll.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You know, I.
He'll
you know,
do an AI of me eating chocolate and ice cream.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Which one's
that's
gonna...
not true. I wasn't even thinking that. Yeah. The accusations
are flying
this morning,
Mikey,
man.
AI is like sprinkles on top of a sundae. You gotta pick your times where you're using it. You can't just go AI crazy like this. That's what you
mentioned anything about AI with the poll between chocolate and vanilla. I said I was gonna put a poll out. Then you went off on
I'm saying
AI
you did
insane
NASCAR.
Thing.
You did NASCAR and Combine within 1 week, and
he
Lord knows.
Me. Bob said he wanted to do AI for the thumbnails. So, yes, I've been doing more AI
stuff.
That
has nothing to do with this Combine post that you put up.
Oh, the Combine post was inspirational. That was an inspirational thing.
Oh, inspirational.
That was a passion project.
Oh, yeah. Oh, passionate bang job project.
Yeah. Oh. All right, boys.
Did you actually buy or sell anything?
No, he didn't.
Bob?
I didn't. Okay. I'm buying. My buy should be as clear as
is it
day.
Sonic?
No, it's a fast food place though. Mikey.
Oh, right, the Bojangles.
Mikey, have you ever had Bojangles?
I've never had Bojangles.
Good for you, Michael, because it would be a problem.
Let me tell you something. These guys pumped it up so much. Perez, Joe.
Oh, Joe, you've had it before.
I've only had it a couple times. It's in the Charlotte airport.
Yeah, and I will say, food-wise, Prez is good. Prez really hasn't steered me wrong with this type of stuff, and he just raved about Bojangles of how
best
good
biscuits
it is.
In the business.
I mean, the man is a sommelier of fast food restaurants. So I can't imagine he'd steer you wrong.
He's a connoisseur.
Respectfully, for somebody to compare, even try and compare like a Popeyes to a Bojangles, especially sides,
oh, no.
is disgusting. They should. It's really? Despicable. Mikey, it's their sides are out of this world. Their chicken is out of this world. Everything they do, their rice and beans, their mac and cheese, out of this world. They blow KFC, Popeyes, all these places out of the water. And I was almost pissed off that it's taken me this long to be on it, that I didn't know about it to the degree. Bojangles, I would say, might be better than Chick-fil-A.
Wow. And that's Bob's bread and butter, Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
It's good.
Wow.
It's, yeah, it's
gonna happen, I guess.
It is absolutely tremendous, especially sides. Their sides, pound for pound, with any other of these places, I think blow them out of the water. Joe, you love those green beans, right?
Yeah, they were very good.
Love the green beans. The mac and cheese is great. Again, it's not too cheesy. Really, really good. I got a hard buy there.
Good buy.
Yeah. On Bojangles. Okay.
It's a good segue. Good segue.
Yeah. It's time for our top five snake draft. Now, fellas, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was pretty clear. Mikey V took the cake in last week's NFL starting lineup. Joe, I don't think you had a bad roster where
I banged myself, though.
You did.
And you know what? I didn't think about it.
Did you see this, Mikey?
Yeah, that he took the quarterback.
Yeah, I could have taken Montana with the last pick, and that's just like the mindset needs to
be. To be fair, we've only been doing the snake draft for 2 weeks, so you know it's.
But it's 100%. It's 100% correct, like in the sense that, like,
that's right.
I think if I would have gone Jerry Rice and Randy Moss,
yeah,
yes,
I might have made a play correct. To be in the top. Like, I think that one mistake really cost me. And then, of course, Bob's, you know, Michael Irvin and Chris Carter. That was just horrific. But those
Barry
two.
Barry Sandals.
Barry Sandals. Yeah.
I've had two.
That was so good.
The Bahamas King.
You know, I held it together last week trying to say that I didn't think my team was that bad after St. Draft. When I got into the living room with Joe, I said right away, I said, my team fucking stinks. I thought my first snake draft with the NBA, I thought I had a legitimate shot at not fared well, and I'm due. So without further ado, fellas, what we're going to be doing for the snake draft here is going to be, we said, you know, the beauty with the snake draft now is we can revisit some of these great top fives that we've had. So without further ado, we're going to be doing top five fast food items. I'm going to throw in a couple stipulations that I want to run by the committee first before we get into it.
That's fair.
I feel that, for example, if you do Wendy's chicken sandwich, if you do Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, somebody then can't go and do Wendy's regular chicken sandwich. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I think so.
Does the committee approve there?
What about if it's a different chain's fast food sandwich?
That's fine.
Okay. I just mean, Mike, like if you said Wendy's regular chicken sandwich, Joe then can't say Wendy's spicy.
So, like, if somebody says, like, Dave's classic single, you can't say go Dave's double. Dave's double.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
But you could say Baconator.
Yes.
What is the order, though?
Mikey, you might want to go the three spot this week. You said last time you might want to do the back-to-back. So you should decide where you go, because you won.
I'll keep one is fine, but I don't know. How are you guys going to go 2 and 3?
I think Bob should be two.
Joe came in second, so Joe,
I did. Okay.
Yeah, I think the way the snake drafts will work is, Mikey, you won, so you get to pick what side where you want to be, and then Joe gets to pick where he wants to be.
I'll lead off. I'll go one.
Okay, and Joe, what selection do you want?
Well, I would be stupid not to take the third spot because I get back-to-back.
You're in the middle again.
So you got third back.
So Bob's in the middle.
This is a big, big draft for me. I have got to fare well in this draft.
Yeah, this is a gauntlet. So
it really is.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay. Now, we're not doing honorable mention this week, right? Just five items.
Yeah,
okay.
Five items.
Okay. I'm going to go number one.
Wait, one question. I have a question. Sorry.
Yeah. Sure.
Is this strictly fast food? Like, is In-N-Out allowed?
It's a fast food place.
In-N-Out is
okay,
a lot.
Okay.
That was my other stipulation. Chipotle is not.
No,
a fast
no
food.
Chipotle.
They have to have a drive through in my eyes.
Okay. Yeah. So In-N-Out is allowed.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna go my first one. I think it's a staple. I think they're the best in the game, and I do criticize the chain a little bit at times, but I think I'd be a fool not to take it as the staple play. I'm going to go McDonald's fries. Number one.
I'm going to go McDonald's.
That's
McDonald's fries.
God damn. I thought I was going to be able to sneak that in.
That is really big.
Now, here's a question, because you said, Bob, you can't take a chicken sandwich. You have to be able to take another chain's fries, because I think fries are so different chain to chain.
The only thing I meant with that is you can't do the same chain, same chicken sandwich. You can't do spicy and then regular.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Bob, you're on the clock.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I am going to go In-N-Out Burger double-double.
Whoa.
I want to get in and out right there. I'm so ready for this draft, man.
Yeah, he seems ready.
I really am.
Well, I said this is like Bob's wheelhouse. I was like, this is like asking Einstein to pick his top favorite scientific theories. This is just his wheelhouse.
This is tough, man. I got to come up with two bangers here.
That's right. He goes back to back. Could be a big swing here.
The first one I'm going to take, I'm going to go with the Crunchwrap Supreme. And I just think that that's just, I have,
yeah, that's a
there's
great
no
play.
Way that was going to come back around to me.
Yeah, no, it's a great
Fuck. So I'm going to go with that for my first pick. And then the second pick I'm going to take, I'm going to take this too, because it's not going to come back to me too. I'm going to go Dairy Queen Blizzard. No, sorry. No, that's not it. Sorry. That's not it.
That's not a bad play.
Wendy's Frosty is what I want to go.
Okay,
Wendy's Frosty is
that's
what
fine.
I want to do. Yeah. So that's my back to back.
I got the pick I wanted. By the way, are we calling Dairy Queen fast food?
It absolutely is.
I have a real
have a problem
big
with that.
Issue. I really
well, listen.
Do.
He didn't go with it. So
I
let's
think
just say
that's
now that we can't do it.
Okay. I think the Wendy's Frosty is a great play, Joe.
Oh, Wendy's Frosty is a great play. Wendy's Frosty is a fucking. That's a great play.
There's no way
both of those are coming back to me. So like that's my thought process is like it might be early, but that's not going to come back to me. I got to have those.
This is going to be a make or break moment right here.
This is a huge make or break moment for me.
It is. No pressure, Bob.
I got the exact pick I want. Give me the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Could be spicy, could be original, whatever. Give me the Chick-fil-A sandwich, and I'm very, very happy. But this is where it gets deep into the cut.
I'm going to go Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich. And then the next one, I got to take a second here and look at what I got. Give me McDonald's. I hate to go McDonald's again, man, but I just have to because of Joe's Crunchwrap Supreme and the Frosty play is forcing me to go back to McDonald's. I'm going to go back to the McDonald's. No, give me the McDonald's nuggets, dude.
That's a really good play.
Mickey D's nuggets.
I was thinking about throwing that in there too.
This is a quick one for me. Give me the Baconator. Give me the Wendy's
Great play.
Baconator.
Great play, man. That fucks me good. Fuck. Okay.
Oh man, this is tough now,
dude. This is a fucking blast.
Big spot for Joe. Big spot.
I'm gonna go nacho fries, Taco Bell.
Good play.
And now this is where it gets very interesting, man.
I don't mind that play, but I think he could have had that as like his last pick.
Man, see, now I got two Taco Bells. I got to steer away from that. I will go. Damn, this is tough. Oh, this is tough. Give me the Big Mac. Give me the Big Mac. McDonald's.
I'm gonna go McDonald's double quarter pounder.
Great burger.
We're so fat, dude.
With cheese?
Of course, obviously.
Respectfully.
We're so fat.
we're taking this so serious. Like people have to know how fat we actually are. Like it's like you can hear a pin drop. This is worse than a draft war room in the NFL. It's so bad. Like,
it's really
so bad.
Mikey goes, great burger.
it's a great burger. I mean, it is a great burger if we're being totally transparent.
We're so bad.
I think I have to go. I think I got to go a burger route because I got to round this out now. I got my two picks left. You know, I don't have any dessert item, which is a little concerning. I'm gonna bypass the dessert item. I think I'm just gonna, because it was the Frosty and I missed out on it. I'll just go without a dessert item. Give me the Whopper with cheese. Give me a Whopper cheese. And then give me, to round things out, this is going to be a wild.
Are you going to do dessert?
No, I'm not. But I'm going to go breakfast.
Whoa.
I'm
going to
go breakfast.
I'm
going to go breakfast. I'm going to take the McGriddle. I'm going to take the McGriddle. Give me the McGriddle. No.
Really? That could be.
Maybe my last pick, man.
Let me tell you something, man. When you look back at this snake draft, that could be a very big swing vote.
Oh, my God. The passion.
The McGriddle.
Bro, that could be a very big swing vote. I got what I wanted. With my final pick, give me the cheesy gordita crunch.
That's really good. I was gonna do it too, but I've got already nacho fries and the crunch.
Yeah, you got two items.
Too many. Damn, you know what? The breakfast plate was what I was thinking about. But now the
really
thing
smart.
Is that he's taken that. I can't go sausage and egg McMuffin because
you could.
Yeah, for the last pick, I'm gonna take. Oh, jeez. The last pick, I'm going to take the Dave's Double. I'm going to take a Dave's Double burger from Wendy's. Because it's just
got
such
a lot of beef in this thing. We got the Big Mac and the Dave's Double.
Well, it's 2 out of 5.
I got three. I got three burgers.
Here's the thing. I think Mikey.
Yeah, you do.
You didn't do dessert, Mikey. I think the dessert play is huge, but you did something off the path with breakfast. Whereas Bob's just all like Bob's is very good, but it's all like Bob. You have fries.
I had to take. I'm not looking to make a meal here. I'm looking to go.
I got a fries. Mikey, you have a fry. I have a dessert. So like I have a couple items that are not just burger centric or like, you know, I think it kind of rounds your pick out. But Bob, you've got a good list. The cheesy gordita crunch in the last pick.
Yeah, it's a nice play.
Is really a huge play. The only reason I didn't take that earlier is because I took the crunch wrap and I wanted to have a little bit of versatility.
Crunch wrap supreme was high on my board. It was high
on
my
board. That's
a first round pick.
Yeah, that's a first rounder.
I was praying that would come back to me. I really was. And it's good to not go with the sausage McMuffin, because if you look at the list, Mikey V's breakfast McDonald's item is so
better.
Clearly better.
I know.
It was good to stay away from that. Mikey, can you go ahead and you want to? Well, let's all go around. You probably can't.
I always write it down just in case.
Beautiful. So let's go ahead and talk us through who has what.
All right, my team. I got McDonald's fries, Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, McDonald's nuggets, Whopper with cheese, and a McGriddle. Bob has the double-double in and out. He's got the Chick-fil-A chicken sand. He's got the Baconator. He's got a double quarter pounder with cheese and the cheesy gordita crunch. Joe's got Crunch Wrap Supreme, Wendy's Frosty, nacho fries, Big Mac, and a Dave's Double. I think this is going to be very competitive.
I do too, man. I think this is
Bob. Your list is actually pretty fucking good. The only thing is, it's very burger heavy.
Burger heavy.
Yeah.
Burger heavy.
You know what? I had to go with the best available player on the board.
The In-N-Out burger is good. The In-N-Out double double in and of itself is going to get Bob a lot of love. Yes. The only thing, Bob, is I think you went double quarter pounder after going. Like, I think that you could have varied off one of the burgers, but it's a solid list. And then Mikey, the wherewithal to do the breakfast. And the last pick, it could be
the comments that are going to come in when this top five drops about how people are going to just automatically dismiss all our lists because we didn't do like a Raising Cane's.
I had chicken fingers on there.
We didn't do like a White Castle, like the sliders from White Castle.
I had that. I also had
a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of that going on. Just so everyone's prepared.
But I think that what we took is like more traditional, like your top staple fast food restaurant.
I agree.
Like if you start dabbling with Raising Cane's and stuff, like I had it listed. Right. And to me, that would maybe be an honorable mention. But I think like the Wendy's, Taco Bell, McDonald's Burger King. That's like your four staples, really. Yeah. And I think we did a good job. Like In-N-Out, I think has to be listed. So Bob did. But I think like aside from that, like we did a good job highlighting the main staples, the pillars.
You know what would have been fun? Because like just as it gets deeper, it gets tougher. If you did like 10 or 15 items to see what you're taking in the 12th round and like really diving deep into that, that's a blast, man. You know what Ticket told me? I think I've talked about this before, but he said it to me. And when he said it to me, it made so much sense. If the difference between like the Big Mac and like any of the regular cheeseburgers at McDonald's, those are frozen and it's a different patty. The double quarter pounder beef is fresh beef, and you could tell that it's a whole different dynamic. Now, with the Big Mac play, it's such an icon. It's maybe the Big Mac's probably the most iconic fast food item there's ever been. So I don't think it's a bad play.
So
go ahead.
Two items that I'm surprised both of you didn't include. First, for Bob, being the Baconator fries, because I know he absolutely adores that. And then for Mikey to not include the Chiking.
It's not in circulation anymore.
For someone who's such an advocate of that burger, to leave it off,
it's a chicken sandwich.
You know what I'm saying? I thought you would have included that.
If, like Bob said, if this was one of those like 10 spot drafts, you would have seen the Chiking on there. It's tough to give something out that's no longer in existence.
You know what I also realize is that people are so passionate about like what items they like that they're just going to, there's going to be a lot of opinions flying around on the comments. Like to the point where like, even if you say vote for me or whatever, this one don't matter because people are very opinionated when it comes to their fast food.
There's nothing more engaging. I've always said there's nothing more engaging than food. Everybody's got opinion about food. That's why I do so many food posts. I mean, everybody has got an opinion about food. You are going to see an AI thumbnail here today. You are definitely going to see an AI thumbnail here today. But I'll tell you what, fellas, and I know I say it week after week after week, you buy your stock in the Brilliantly Dumb Show and you buy it right now to the absolute moon. All eyes on March 22nd. The boys are all going to be together, which I think is going to be absolutely spectacular. It's a fun time to be a part of the program. We've been getting a lot of support, and we appreciate you. Like, comment, and subscribe. Fellas, I love you. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Fat Perez, good luck tomorrow. We love you all. We appreciate you all. The Brilliantly Dumb Show.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.